State GOP chair predicts Trump will win New Mexico. By Michael Patrick Leahy on July 25, 2020. New Mexico State Republican Party Chairman Steve Pearce told Breitbart News's Washington political editor Matt Boyle on Sirius XM Patriot Channel's Breitbart News Saturday that Donald Trump will win the state in the 2020 presidential election against presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden. "We are 100 days from the election today. New Mexico is a battleground state. How is the president doing in New Mexico?" Boyle asked. 100 days out, I still say that President Trump is going to win New Mexico and New Mexico is going to carry him over the top. I think it's going to be very close nationally, but we'll carry him over the top," Pearce told Boyle. New Mexico's 5 Electoral College votes went to Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton in 2016, who defeated President Trump in the state by a margin of 8 points, 48% to 40%. In the U.S. Senate race, the last poll that we ran about 4 weeks ago was about 4 points. So our candidate is within 4 points at this stage of the game. That's just tremendous news. I think that Congressman Ben Rayohan, DNM2, has been more of a national figure than one here in the state. The second, congressional, district is dead even in the last poll that came out last week. If you noticed, I think it was the Washington Post rated that the seat most likely to flip this year. The number one seat most likely to flip, Pearce added. "I'm feeling like New Mexico is going to turn red in this election," he added. Boyle then asked Pearce about Operation Legend in New Mexico. New Mexico is also in the news this week because Albuquerque is one of the cities that President Trump is sending federal agents to as part of Operation Legend. The Democrats in the state, whether it be Democrat Senator Martin Heinrich, DNM, or Albuquerque Mayor Tim Keller, they've been out there attacking President Trump and the federal law enforcement officers, calling them stormtroopers or secret police, all sorts of nasty terminology for those who seek to restore law and order to the crime-ridden city there. "Tell us what's going on in Albuquerque, with the president sending in federal law enforcement officers to help restore order," Boyle asked. The comments by the senator, Senator Heinrich, and the mayor, Mayor Keller, are just totally irresponsible, Pearce responded, adding, "Albuquerque is number one in crime, violent crime and car thefts. So you've got a huge problem. But then you also have a strong presence of Antifa. They've come in here, they busted out windows in about a mile-long march through the center of town. You put that against the backdrop that we probably have more federal installations in New Mexico than anywhere else. The federal government has a strong vested interest in making sure that New Mexico crime is low and that their facilities are safe. Some of their facilities are just top secret. You can imagine having the hordes at the gate, like they're doing in Portland every night, trying to burn down that federal building. The sheriff was well advised to go to President Trump to meet with him. Sheriff Manny Gonzalez is a Democrat," Pearce added, "and yet when this Democrat goes and sits down with the president to try to figure out how to secure these national facilities, these federal installations, they call for him to step down, for him to resign. He knows the situation. The mayor himself had gone to the governor last year and asked for more help because he couldn't keep peace in the streets. The district attorney in Albuquerque has filed for more federal prosecutors to come in. He's had his own prosecutors there. He's asking for them to be certified to go into federal court. Everything says that Albuquerque is straining the limits of law enforcement and the Justice Department. So to ask for help just seemed practical," Pearce emphasized. "And yet the public officials here are referring to them as stormtroopers. That's just going to incite violence when they do come in. Because most people don't think about the fuller picture. They just listen to what the elected officials say. It's just a sad day for New Mexico, really. To see our U.S. senator using terms like stormtrooper," he added. Speaking of the crime wave we're seeing in cities across the country, you've mentioned the rise in car thefts and other crimes in Albuquerque. We're seeing this in a lot of other Democrat-run cities across the country," Boyle noted. In Chicago, a funeral was shot up. 14 people were shot and severely hurt at a funeral in Chicago. We're seeing rising numbers of shootings and killings and murders in places like New York, in places like Chicago, in places like Los Angeles. We see the craziness out in Portland," Boyle continued. "Tell us about the contrast here and why voting is so important," Boyle said. "You're seeing the Democrats say defund police. Republicans are saying defend the police. If you've got a rogue policeman, hold him accountable, get him out, Pierce responded. Voting Republican says one holds criminals accountable. You vote for Democrats, they say we're going to defund the police, we're going to send in social workers. I will guarantee the first time they send a social worker into some of these domestic violence cases, that's one of the most dangerous times of all for the police. They're trained in it. They have the knowledge of the use of force, when to use it, when not to use it. You send in a social worker to that, you're just asking for chaos, Pierce added. You're seeing right now the breakdown of law and order in many of the Democrat-controlled cities because they don't believe in punishing criminals, Pierce concluded. You can listen to the full interview here.